皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2, number 17. Likes,dislikes and people we don't like. Natsuko-san?
Rather controversial, isn't it?
Oh yes, but that's what we're all about.
I know.
When you saw this conversation, what did you think of? Kind of a throwback to what?
Old lessons.
Yeah, I think this one has old JapaneseBa101.com written all over it. for several reasons. One, I think this lesson does a great job of really reinforcing today's point, which is likes and dislikes.
Yes.
You're going to hear this often today. Okay, that's number one. Number two is the content and the relationship between the people.
It's like a flashback.
So with that said, today's politeness level is Natsuko-san?
Polite Japanese.
So maybe between two coworkers?
Maybe.
Okay. Not on that intimate of terms, so they're still using polite Japanese.
Yes, they're using polite language, but they're not actually polite to each other. No, just one.
Well,
one person is not very polite.
Linguistically, they're polite.
Yes.
Now, as far as... Oh, anyway, check out the conversation. We'll be back in a minute. Here we go.
Hi,
大好きです。先週も映画を見ました。おとといも見ました。明日も見ます。好きな映画はアニメーションです。先週は隣のトトロ、おとといは千と千尋、明日はですね。
そうですか。よかった。ここに映画のチケットがあります。どうぞ。
やったー！もののけ姫だ！ありがとう！
私は映画が嫌いです。
へー。では、相原さんは何が好きですか？
スポーツが好きです。野球が一番好きです。
私は野球が好きな人が嫌いです。もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
映画好きですか？
はい、大好きです。先週も映画を見ました。おとといも見ました。明日も見ます。好きな映画はアニメーションです。先週は隣のトトロ、おとといは千と千尋、明日は…
そうですか。よかった。ここに映画のチケットがあります。どうぞ。
やったー。もののけ姫だ。ありがとう。
私は映画が嫌いです。
へえ。では、相原さんは何が好きですか？
スポーツが好きです。野球が一番好きです。
へえ。私は野球が好きな人が嫌いです。
次は英語が入ります。映画好きですか？
Do you like movies?
はい、大好きです。先週も映画を見ました。おとといも見ました。明日も見ます。
Yes, I love them. I watched a movie last week. And I watched a movie the day before yesterday. I'll watch one tomorrow, too.
好きな映画はアニメーションです。先週は隣のトトロ、おとといは千と千尋、明日は…
I like animation. Last week was My Neighbor Totoro. The day before yesterday was Spirited Away. And tomorrow will be…
ね、
そうですか。よかった。ここに映画のチケットがあります。どうぞ。
Oh, really? That's good. Here's a movie ticket. Please take it.
やったー！もののけ姫だ！ありがとう！
Awesome! Princess Mononoke. Thanks!
私は映画が嫌いです。
I hate movies.
では、相原さんは何が好きですか？
What?So what do you like?
スポーツが好きです。野球が一番好きです。
I like sports. Baseball is my favorite.
私は野球が好きな人が嫌いです。
Huh? I don't like people who like baseball. 夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか？
私は野球が好きな人好きですよ。
So you like people who like baseball?
Yes.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of person is this?
Mm, very strange.
And we see eye to eye. This isn't very understandable for us. Okay, with that said, there's a few things we have to look at here. So let's take a look at the vocab right away. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
映画
Movie, film.
映画
Next we have
大好き
Like very much.
大好き
Now here, it's just the word 好き, like, with what in front of it?
Dai.
The character for big.
Mm-hmm.
Big like.
Yes.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, we want to point this out. I had a little trouble with this. Now, Natsuko-san, can you explain this to me? Sometimes boyfriends and girlfriends say to each other, daisuki.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interpreted as love?
Yes.
Is it the same level as love? Because I always thought it was like a step below and...
That's a very good question, but it's hard to answer.
Natsuko-san.
You know, it depends on the situation and, you know, how you interpret it.
There are relationships out there hanging on this balance. Guys out there and girls out there who their boyfriends only say to them and girlfriends only say to them, daisuki.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're throwing out love. Aishiteru.
Mm. Mm.
What's stronger?
Depends. Well, aishiteru is kind of a very big word for Japanese, and it's usually used for written language rather than in conversation. So I think that's why people tend to say daisuki instead of aishiteru.
Yeah, but please know this. Many times it does have that same meaning as to love somebody.
Yes.
So while you're reading it and while you're looking at a translation of what someone just said to you and it says like a lot, that's not really it. They really love you.
Yes.
Maybe out there somewhere it's like, there's some guy who just heard this is like, I can't believe I let go of her because I thought you said she only likes me a lot. Alrighty then, let's just move right along to the next one. Natsuko-san, what do we have next?
Hime.
Princess.
Hime. Hime.
And this one often gets a very polite suffix.
Sama.
Put them together.
Hime-sama.
Okay, we're going through this vocab very quick because we have a lot to cover in the conversation. Next we have.
Yakyu.
Baseball.
Yakyu, yakyu.
And finally?
Kirai.
Dislike.
Kirai, kirai.
Let's take a look at the conversation. We're not going to go over everything. We start off with like movie. Let's take a look at the second line.
Hai, daisuki desu.
Yes, I love them.
Senshu mo eiga o mimashita.
Last week, also, I saw a movie. Senshu is followed by mo,
mm-hmm.
which means last week also, movie, saw.
Yes.
And we translate this as, last week I also saw a movie. This is followed by?
Ototoi mo mimashita.
The day before yesterday, also saw. Translate this as, the day before yesterday I also saw a movie. I also watched a movie. Followed by?
Ashita mo mimasu.
I'll watch one tomorrow, also. And the comparison here is between the past, mimashita, and the non-past. In Japanese there are two tenses. Past and non-past, and here the non-past is?
Mimasu.
And the reason for this is we're using polite Japanese, so this is polite Japanese. Next.
好きな映画はアニメーションです.
Okay, here the 好き comes in front of the noun. Now, yes. Many of you in the textbooks up until now, you probably have come across 映画が好きです.
Mm-hmm.
And movies, I like. But 好き can also be a na adjective.
Yes.
And here is placed in front of the movies. So we have
好きな映画.
This is marked by
wa,
the topic marking particle, and followed by
アニメーションです.
So the movies I like are animation,
mm-hmm.
is what we have here. And now let's take a look at some Japanese movies, because in the next line we got some Japanese movies. Natsuko-san.
先週は隣のトトロ.
Last week. And give us that title one more time.
隣のトトロ.
And this is My Neighbor Totoro?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if that's the English title, but that's the translation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I have to confess, I don't know this movie.
Oh, really?
Help me out here.
It's the very famous... have you heard of Miyazaki Hayao? He's, oh, it's okay.
You're going to get me in a lot of trouble here, Natsuko-san.
He's a really famous movie director for animation movies in Japan.
And how old is this movie? And what's it about?
I think it was released more than 10 years ago.
And what's it about?
It's about young sisters moved into a house at suburbs and meeting this very strange animals living next door. Well, not living next door.
Sounds like my
door,
first apartment.
Okay, Ibaraki Prefecture, all right.
Yeah, I liked it for a reason. Then, ototoi wa?
Ototoi wa Sen to Chihiro.
Okay, and this was a very well-known movie throughout the world.
Yes.
This is kind of after he's known around the world. Well, mm-hmm. I'm sure like, some fans out there are going to get angry. Obviously, he was known throughout the world, but okay, let me rephrase. Mainstream world. Because this movie was huge everywhere. Even in the US, it sold relatively well compared to how Japanese movies usually sell.
Yes, right.
Okay, for those of you who haven't heard about it, Natsuko-san, give us a quick description.
It's a fantasy movie about this young girl somehow entered into another world where their parents turned into pigs, were they? And she had to rescue them. And she starts working in this strange yuya. What was that? Some kind of a hotel or something? it was very strange, but very interesting. Lots of metaphors.
And this was a tremendous movie in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
If you
smash
want,
hit.
Unbelievable. So if you want to watch a movie that most Japanese know, this is definitely one.
Mm-hmm.
There's another movie mentioned, which is
Mononoke Hime,
which is Princess
Mononoke.
And this one I have seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The humans are definitely the bad guys in this one. But yes, very interesting story about the forest and
spirit and spirits, all the spirits living in this strange forest.
Yeah, very interesting movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, running out of time here. So there's one more point we want to cover. And this is the line about her not liking people that like baseball. And this is even confusing in English.
Yes.
So let's go over this line once.
私は野球が好きな人が嫌いです。
So first we have 私, marked by?
わ。
The topic marking particle. Okay, so we're going to stop there. The topic is I. So I. We're going to leave that alone for a second. Then we're going to switch gears. And remember, we're going to talk about the person that she doesn't like.
Yes.
From here until we hit person, it's going to be a description.
Yes.
We have
野球が
baseball marked by the subject marker が
好きな
like. And the na comes in here because it's describing the person. So this whole statement is describing the person.
Mm-hmm.
In English, people who like, describing the people. In Japanese, it's the other way around. It comes before the noun. So baseball like people.
野球が好きな人.
People that like baseball.
が.
Here, subject marker again, because now we're referring back to the original topic.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have
嫌いです.
I, the topic, don't like people that like baseball. So we have to start in the beginning, jump to the end, and then work our way back.
Pretty confusing.
No, it's not that confusing. Listen, just start in the beginning, mm-hmm. 私は, mm-hmm. then jump to the end. I don't like, I hate, then work your way back. People that like baseball. That's it.
Get it?
Getting a grasp of this lesson is really going to be useful down the road. And plus, all the movie knowledge in there.
Right.
Natsuko-san, have you seen all these movies?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen one. I'm one for three.
The other two are good too.
All right, so I have my homework cut out for me. All right, so that's going to do for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the PDF inside the Learning Center. Things to bring it all together.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
See you tomorrow.